10 continent, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Southgate High School, Southgate, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Nolan, the orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, and Thurston Swing, Johnny McGovern, and our special guest, Hoagie Carmichael. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Good old Southgate, the capital of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yes, Charlie, we have here the finest people of Southgate.
Oh, no. Don't tell me things are as bad as that. Oh.
Now, shame on you, Charlie, shame.
Well, I can't help it, Bergie. I'm so tired, I don't know what I'm saying.
I see. Oh, that reminds me, young man. Did you bring in all that wood for the fireplace like I told you to?
Why do you think I'm tired?
Oh, I see.
I worked until I hurt myself.
Oh, how badly hurt are you?
I don't know. I haven't seen my lawyer yet.
Well, what happened?
I think I strained a tenderloin.
You did. Was the wood that heavy?
Oh, it almost tore my little arms out of their little sprockets.
Is that so? Well, stop complaining, Charlie. You know, work will make a man out of you.
It will.
Yes. Work, yes, that's right.
What did you use for a substitute? Well, I tell you, I honestly got a splinter in my finger.
A splinter?
Yes. And it's just so sore, and I just suffer and suffer and suffer.
Yeah. Oh, why should a little splinter bother you?
Huh?
Why, if that was my finger, I'd just forget about it and smile.
If it was your finger, I'd laugh out loud.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I can see the splinter now.
It's right there.
Yeah. Well, now, if you hold still, Charlie, I'll have that out before you can say, I remember Mama.
Yeah. Here I am dying, and he's taking time out to plug his picture.
All right. You know, Charlie, this splinter, it reminds me of the story of Androcles and the lion. I'll tell it to you.
No, one unpleasant thing after another. I just knew you'd tell a story today.
How could you tell?
My corns ache.
Or...
Well, that's the truth.
Once upon a time...
Ye gods, will this story never end? Or...
One day, Androcles went out hunting with the emperor. The emperor saw a wild boar, and he took careful aim with his crossbow, and boing! And what do you think?
It wasn't loaded.
No. No, worse than that, he missed.
Oh, then he was loaded.
Yeah, no. When Androcles saw the emperor had missed, he took a quick shot.
Oh, he was nipping too.
All right. Androcles killed the boar that the emperor missed.
Hey, I think he killed the wrong boar, if you know who I mean.
Or...
to my left?
Yeah. The emperor was so jealous of Androcles' talents that he made him a slave.
And that's just the way it happened to me, too, folks.
But one day Androcles ran away, and looking for a place to hide... He found a big cave.
He's lucky to find a vacancy.
Yeah. And he says he sat there meditating. A monstrous thing appeared at the mouth of the cave. What do you think it was?
The Bobbsey twins?
No. No, it was the king of the beasts. Now, what do you think Androcles did?
He abdicated.
No. No. The lion raised his paw.
And left the room.
No. When the lion raised his paw, Androcles noticed that there was a thorn in it. And Androcles pulled out the thorn.
And said, my, what a good boy am I. I hope he put iodine on it, too.
No. In those days, they didn't put iodine on wounds.
I bet they didn't pull thorns out of lion's paws, either.
Yeah. Well, the lion walked out. And so, to make a long story short...
Isn't it a little late to think of that?
If you don't mind, I can do without your funny remarks.
Try it sometimes and see what happens.
All right. Sometimes later on, Androcles was captured, and because he had run away, the emperor threw him into the lion's den.
And the lions threw him back.
No. Now, what do you think he found way down at the bottom of that lion's pit?
Well, after hearing this story, I'd say it was our Hooper rating.
No. Oh. The lion roared and was about to spring when he recognized Androcles as an old friend.
From the Lions Club.
No. And remembering his kind deed, the lion graciously spared his life.
Nuts.
The emperor was so impressed that he set Androcles free. Now, what is the moral of this fable?
Well, the moral is, a fool and his stories are soon started.
No.
Oh, boy. You can have me, I don't want me. I'm too thin for me.
Well, if it isn't Mortimer.
Holmes?
Oops. Why, you. You're Mortimer.
Well, you don't have to rub it in.
No. How are you feeling this fine day?
Well, kind of punkly, thank you.
Punkly?
Yeah. My dear.
Well, what's wrong?
I've been losing weight.
Oh, I see.
Skinniness set in.
Oh, I... Well, how are you eating these days?
Oh, about the same as always. I just put the victuals in my mouth and chow them up.
I see. You have a good appetite?
Yeah, sure. I eat like a horse. Radish. Horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you weighed yourself lately? You know, on one of those penny weighing machines?
No. That's again the law.
Again the law?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, every time I try it, I get a ticket.
Oh, you get a dog. Well, when did you first begin to notice your loss of weight?
Well, ever since Grandpa Snurd had this picture taken of me. Look at it.
Yes.
My bones are sticking out all over there.
Well, of course it is. Look at it.
Huh?
Why, naturally, you know, this is an X-ray picture.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
X-ray?
Yeah, that's you there.
Well, I knowed I wasn't no prize beauty, but I didn't know I looked that lousy. Oh, yeah.
Mortimer, this shows only your interior. Anyone who couldn't recognize this as an X-ray picture, well, would certainly have to be an awful dope.
Well, I'm your boy.
Yeah. Well, it is quite a picture. You see, Mortimer, you're just full of bones.
Well, that'll learn me not to eat so fast. Yeah.
You know who the father of X-ray is?
Madam X?
No.
Vira X?
No, not Vira X. No, X-ray is an electrical radiation from a vacuum tube.
Mm.
Capable of penetrating many opaque substances and used principally for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes.
No! quiet out there, or I'll have to ask you all to leave.
Oh. Now that I've explained everything to you, Mortimer, what have you learned?
Well, nothing discouraging.
Yeah. What's that?
I've learned that I'm even uglier inside than out.
Yeah. Mortimer, how do you manage to show such colossal stupidity?
Well, you want the best, don't you?
Yeah.
Anita Garden joins Ray Nolan, his orchestra in Old Buttermilk Sky.
Old Buttermilk Sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Old Buttermilk Sky. a little donkey and me. We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. He's gonna pop me a question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy. If I can only bank on you, old buttermilk sky. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky. Don't you tell me when I'm needing you most. Hang the moon above a hitching pole. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't tell me no lies. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, buttermilk
played by Ray Noble and his orchestra. Zippity-doo-dah.
I wonder where my partner Gimlet is. Boy, have we thought of a great racket now. Making records. Uh-oh. Yeah, what's the password?
Alakazam!
That's it. Come on in, Gimlet.
Hiya, Charlie. How's our recording business going?
Shh, not so loud. Not so loud, Gimlet. This is Black Market. And you know what Big Ears Petrillo's got.
Well, we're going to make a fortune, ain't we?
Yeah. Hey, you said it. With Bergen like a piece of this. Boy, should we let Bergen in on it?
Forget about old Fuzzy Top.
Yeah. Well, what a setup. I get the customers and all you have to do is work the recording machine.
Yeah, but it's too darn confining.
Only if you get caught.
Say, Charlie, I got a disc jockey waiting outside. And he wants the Hobie Carmichael record as soon as we make it.
Well, excuse me there. Will you please excuse me there? I am Axel Svensson, the world's yim dandiest disc jockey.
What's your most popular record, Pop?
Yeah. Well, I like that Spurs, that Yingle Yangle Yingle. Then they're sung by Dinah Shorstrom.
We'll let you know when the Carmichael record is ready.
Yeah, well, thank you, thank you. I go now and work on my radio program.
You can work a little on your accent, too.
Yes.
That might be Hoagie now. Gimlet, get behind the screen with the recording machine.
Okay.
What's the password?
Carmichael.
That's good enough for me. Come on in. Well, Hoagie Carmichael. Hoagie,
I didn't recognize you without your old rocking chair.
And I didn't recognize you without Bergen's knee.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you dropped in. You must be tired. Yes, you're tired. Sit down at the piano.
No, but I'm not tired.
Yeah, well, sort of rest your hands on the keyboard.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
Stop pushing
that piano stool under me.
Oh. Tell me, is it true, Hoagie, that when you write a song, you just dash it off in half hour or so?
Oh, no, I have to live the part.
You have to live it.
Yeah, I studied astronomy 4 years before I wrote Stardust.
Say, not so.
Yeah, and I drank buttermilk for 6 years before I wrote Old Buttermilk Sky.
Well, it sure took a long time to churn that one out.
Hey, Charlie, if I'd known you sooner, I could have written trees.
Yeah. Just a little hokey hokey.
Oh, Ollie Shay, when is Umshay gonna sing?
Who's that?
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
What about the Eckerd Ray?
What does he mean, Eckerd Ray?
Oh, well, I say, did somebody call me?
No, Ray. This is the person who made Old Rocking Chair famous.
Really? My word. Don't tell me that this is Whistler's mother.
Hugo Carmichael.
No,
Hoagie. Indeed, really. You know, it's a curious thing. I once knew a Mr. Carbuncle in London. But you couldn't be the same chap. No, he was much taller, you know. Besides, he's dead.
Well, that kills it right there. Now, Hoagie is a composer and a singer, too, aren't you?
Hmm? Yes, and if the notes aren't too close together, I can read music, too.
Tell me, Mr. Cowmilker. Now.
Yes, Mr. Noble.
Well, now, tell me, which do you favor, the high register or the low register?
The cash register.
Mr. Carmichael, won't you please do a number for us? Oh, I would rather hear you sing than eat.
Yeah? When did you ever hear me eat?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, start rolling.
What do you mean, start rolling?
I mean, start playing. What am I saying?
Yeah. Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
Now, what's this microphone for, and what are all those wires on the floor running over to that screen?
Wires? They look like wires, don't they? Oh, they're so messy around here, you know. Well, I think one wire goes to the East Coast and one to the West Coast. And this wire goes to stations WEEK in Peoria.
Oh, good. I got an uncle there.
On your father's side?
No, on the south side.
Why don't you sing something just for your uncle?
Okay, Charlie, I will.
Wonderful. This is it. Get ready, Gimlet. Get ready.
I'm a coming, a courting, call a bell.
Oh, darn. Gimlet, what's the matter?
A tasket. I think I blew a gasket.
Well, put in another fuse. Start over again, will you, Mr. Carbarn?
I'm a coming, a courting, Corabelle. Got a four-leaf clover stuck in my lapel. With a horseshoe in my pocket. Gotta keep up my courage, Corabelle. For to speak up to your pappy for a spell. I'm gonna mention my intention of a honeymoon hotel. I'm a coming, a courting, Corabelle. So a giddy app, a giddy app, Sylvester, don't you dare to stop. To beat the heart that's about to pop. I'm a craving, caressing Corabelle. I'm a counting on some kissing in the dell. Let it thunder, let it lightning, let the rain come down pell mell. I'm a coming, a courting Corabelle. Chester, don't you dare to stop. Cause underneath this cup of breast, there beats a heart that's about to pop. I'm a craving, caressing Cora Bell. I'm a counting on some kissing in the dell. Let it thunder, let it lighten, let the rain come down, pell mell. I'm a coming, a courting, I'm a coming, a courting Cora Bell.
We owe you so much.
You certainly do. And you can give me the record.
What?
Stealing my record. You know what could happen to you for this?
Well, they can't do anything to me. I just stood here. Gimlet made the record.
What was that?
That was Gimlet. You might have at least opened a window there, right?
Now, where's the record he made?
Well, I said
it. Oh, here it is.
Why don't you let me have it for a souvenir?
Nope, I'm going to keep it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't want the record. Charlie, you take it.
No, you take it.
I don't want it.
Well, you can have it.
It's too hot for me.
Well, it's too hot for me. Shall we do another chorus? It's the law. It's the cops, the law.
Well, Charlie, they got you. We might as well let him in.
Hide the record. Hide the machine. Hide me.
That is not exactly right. Yeah, you're not my friends either,
no.
Because I am not in a friendly mood.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, I suspect you've been making records, and yes, you've been making records, or my name is not Ursel Twing, and my name is Ursel Twing.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You can prove that.
Well, I can prove it if I wanted to. I have a birthmark on my hip.
You have?
Yes, but I have no intentions of exhibiting my torso.
My name is Carmichael.
Very cute. I don't care if your name is Hildegard. You're going to pay, or I'll just slap you in the calaboose before you can say, Royal.
What for?
What for what? No. What are you doing with that recording machine? That's what for.
Oh, is that a recording machine?
Is it a recording machine?
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly is not for pulling taffy.
No.
I think he's got us, Charlie.
Yeah.
If there's a back door, let's lead against the breeze, huh?
Yeah. Which way is Mexico?
Well, now, let's see. If you take Highway 10... Oh, none of your tricks. No, you don't. No, no. Not for me.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Twang.
Twing, twing, Marty.
Now, maybe we could talk this over. You have a kind face.
Well, it's just no use of you. Oh, do you think so, too?
Yes, and how did you get that beautiful hair?
My hair? Oh, I use Vigoro.
If you'll let us out of this, Mr. Carmichael might get you into pictures.
Well, now, do you think, are you foolish enough to stand there and think for 1 minute that you can bribe me? Why, what nerve, what gall, what studio?
Yeah, I think he'd be just right for pictures, darling.
He might be another Lassie.
Well, that's very smart, but it's just about enough, and that does it. That's all.
No, now look here. Couldn't we talk this thing over? Here's $100, huh?
$100? Oh, goody, goody gumdrop. Oh, thank you. And here is your receipt for the recording machine.
Recording?
Uh-huh. Recording machine?
Yeah.
Say, aren't you from Petrillo's office?
Who, me? Oh, for goodness sake, my gosh, no. I'm from the Everyday We Hope and Pray That You Can Pay Finance Company. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.